Meditation, as I said, can be used to start or end your sitting. If you want to do a little loving kindness to soften yourself before you practice, or when you've gotten quiet, to extend that feeling. Some people find it artificial. It feels mechanical. Was that so for a few of you? Probably. And if so, that's all right too. You can experiment and find words or phrases that make it work better for you. Or you might find that it's just not your thing, which doesn't mean you're not loving. Be loving enough then just to let that go and go back to your breath or the next body sensation. It is an exercise. But it's a meditation that if you work with it, most people find actually can develop and cultivate. And if you do it daily or regularly, it gets stronger. Whatever you put in the garden and nourish and fertilize, it starts to grow. The nice thing about it is you can do it not just sitting. You can do it walking down the street. May this person be happy, and may that one be filled with loving kindness. And pretty soon you feel good with all the people going by on the street or in slow traffic. You can do it on the bus. You can do it in the airplane. There's the story of Kalu Rinpoche. That's the last story I'll tell you. Who's this wonderful 85-year-old Tibetan Lama, the master of the yogas of Naropa, this gaunt old guy who lived in a cave in Tibet for 12 or 15 years in the earliest part of the century. Now he travels a great deal and kind of represents Tibetan Buddhism. And friends of mine took him one day to the Boston Aquarium, which is like the big Monterey Aquarium. It's a three-story high tank full of sharks and sea creatures and all these 100 different tanks of crustacea and tropical fishes and all kinds of eels and colored beings of every kind. And he loved it, and he went through kind of looking at all these beings. And as he went by each tank, after he was done looking, he would touch the glass softly, which you weren't supposed to do, but he couldn't read the sign. And then he would say a mantra. He would say, Om Mani Padme Hum. And then he'd go on to the next one, Om Mani Padme Hum, to each. And somebody said, what are you doing? Why do you do that? And he said, oh, I tap on the glass to get the attention of the beings inside. And then I bless them so that they too might be liberated. And that's the way he goes through his life. That every being he meets, may you too be free. May you too be happy. May you too be liberated. It's a pretty amazing way to meet beings as they come into your life. You can practice that. And if you do it on the airplane, you're sitting there, instead of reading your junk book or whatever you do on airplanes, you put it down for a few minutes and you do the loving kindness. May that older man over there be happy and peaceful. May that teenager over there be peaceful, at least. And may that young child be filled with loving kindness, compassion. May that person, pretty soon, you feel a relationship to all the people on the airplane. And you don't even know them. Now, I don't mean get weird about it. You know? Don't let them know. You just sit there and do it. But then when the plane ends or the bus stops, you could almost wave goodbye to these people. They become your friends. Bye, I'll see you later. Have a good life, or whatever it is. Because you've connected with your heart to those other beings. Do you understand that? It's wonderful. And all these things can be trained and nourished and cultivated and developed. Use these tools and work with them well. If you want to go very deep in your spiritual life, you can. That's all. I chant for a minute and then we'll end. Hantamayang Buddha Ratana Satinayanja Karoma Se Namo Tatsa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Samputatsa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Anicca Vata Sankara Upatova Yadamino Upakitova Niruchanti Desang Upasamo Sukho Anicca Vata Sankara. All things are impermanent. Upatova Yadamino. They have the nature like seasons to arise for a time, to change and pass away. Upakita wa niruchanti, to see this, to come to know this deeply. Desang upasamo suko, and to live in harmony with this truth, brings the highest happiness. So I thank you.
This concludes The Inner Art of Meditation, an introduction to Vipassana, or Buddhist Insight Meditation, with Jack Kornfield. The Inner Art of Meditation was produced from recordings generously provided by the Dharma Seed Tape Library, an extensive collection of audio and video cassettes originated in 1983 to provide a resource of meditative instruction, guidance, and inspiration by teachers who conduct retreats at the Insight Meditation Center. Thanks for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.